Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. Today's daf is Kuf Chav Beis in Masechet Shabbos, the 184th daf in Shas. We pick up two lines from the bottom on Kuf Chav Aleph on the Beis. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Amar Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara is discussing the halachos of Muktza over here, which will enter into, will bring us to, back to our Mishnah about the halachos of a fire that's put out by a guy, and halachos of Amiro and Nachri. That's what the beginning of Kuf Chaf Beis is going to be about. And then we will continue on concluding the perek on these topics. And Bezer Hashem tonight, Matzoi Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Yisroi, will begin perek Kol HaKelim, which is one of the most important perek of Hilchos Muktza. Says the Gemara, two lines on the bottom. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Amar Ruchaniya, Pamutos Shel Beis Rebbe. These candelabras of the house of Rebbe, mutar l'taltal on b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be metaltal on Shabbos. Now over here, we're not discussing a candelabra that has had a candle lit on it on Shabbos. That has its own problems that we discussed in the end of the third parak in Masechet Shabbos. However, there is another issue that comes up with these candelabras. And that is, as Rashi explains in Pamutos, these candelabras were made out of pieces that used to be twisted and joined together. So the Rav Abba Bar Kahana says in the name of Rav Chanina, not a problem to be metaltal on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Zeira, benitlam biyada achas o b'shtei yadayim. Whether they're so big that you need two hands to carry it, or one hand, you're allowed to carry both of them. Amar Lei kosen shebeis avicha. He says, in other words, it was a question. Is it those that are only two able to be held only in one hand, or even those that are held as two hand as well? So he said, "Kosen shel beis avicha, like the ones that are found in your father's house." Rashi explains that in their father's house they used to have small ones. However, large ones, they're koveya mokum. And once something is koveya mokum, then it's muktza. You're not allowed to be able to move it, according to this opinion of the Gemara. The Chura, we don't see that we paskin like this opinion, but there is that opinion of the Gemara. Va'amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Rabbi Chanina, kronos shel beis Rebbe, the wagons that people carry, kronos shel beis Rebbe, that, in other words, what do they mean they carry? Wagons that are used to transport people, kronos shel beis Rebbe mutal talon b'Shabbos. They're allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Amar le Rabbi Zeira, benitlam ba'adam achad o b'shnei b'nei adam. We're talking about something that is moved by one person or needs two people to move it. Amalei ka'osen shel beis avicha, like the ones in your father's house. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, hitalem Rabbi Chanina lebeis Rebbe. Rabbi Chanina allowed to those in the house of Rebbe, lishtos yayin bikronos shel nachri, to drink wine in the carriages, in the carriages of Goyim. In other words, that there was wine that had been in the carriages of Goyim. B'choysem echad, if it had one seal. We all know that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us that there is a halacha that prohibits Yayin Nesech. That Yayin Nesech, if something was touched by a Goy, Maga Akum, is prohibited to derive benefits. So something that was in the Kronos Shel Goy, the halacha is that as long as there's one seal, you're allowed to derive benefit, because if the seal is closed, then you know that the Goy didn't touch it. By the way, that is not true in the sugya when it comes to Yisurei D'oraisa. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Aleph says this only applies to Maga Akum, which is an Isur D'Rabbanan. Yisurei D'oraisa, if we're afraid, let's say that's not kosher meat, then Chosem Echad does not work. That is why you might have heard, not only for putting things in the microwave that needs to be covered twice, but you might have heard other things, like to know if the meat is kosher, you might need two seals and not one seal. If it was under a guy's possession, basar shenisal ma'ayin, it could very well be that it needs two seals. That's how it's passed also in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Ches or Tes in Yoredeya. So b'choysem echad, v'lo yidana imishum desavar lo k'Rabbi Eliezer, imishum emasa devei nesia. So I don't know if we're makel like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that when it comes to Yisurei D'Rabbanan, you only need a single seal, or it's because that they were afraid of the vei nesia, that the Gnachri, who is transporting the wine in the wagon, is afraid of the Nasi, and because he's afraid of the Nasi, he's not going to come to touch the wine. Or we paskin l'kula b'chosem echad, and by the way, we do paskin l'kula b'chosem echad when it comes to Yisurei d'Rabbanan there in Shulchan Aruch. There's a question here?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yayin Nesech's not there, is it?
No, Yayin Nesech, that's l'nisuch for in front of Avodah Zarah's and Yisur D'Araisa, but the Isur of Maga Goyim, that if a Goy touches it, that's only in Yisur D'Rabban. Zok De'elig in Mishnah. Good, Menachem? Okay, says the Mishnah, Nachi Shehidlik Es Haner, if a Gentile lit a candle. So we have discussed previously, what was the previous Mishnah about? Nachri Shebal Lechabos. On Kuf Chaf Aleph, we had discussed a Goy that had come to extinguish a candle. So, and we say that the halach is, if the goy decides to do it on his own, that's okay. Now, what happens if a goy lit a candle? Do the same halachos apply? You're allowed to use the candle. Mishtamish or Yisrael. Vim bishvil Yisrael, but if he lit it for a goy, a Jew, Asur, then is Asur. So you guys know the halachos of Amiro and Nachri, and this is the Makar in the Mishnayis of the Yisra Amir and Nachri. Rashi says that it's Asur midrabanan to have benefit from a candle that a goy had lit. Mile mayim lahashkos behemto. If a goy filled up water to give to his animal to drink, mashke achar of Yisrael. So then in such a case, a Jew is allowed to give to his animal, even on Shabbos, to drink. Again, if the Nachri, and this is a klal that's going to repeat itself over and over and over again, and this klal, nikot biyadecha, take it in your hand, because this is true even in the Mishnah Berurah Halacha L'Maisa. Obviously, with many, many provisions. But this is the Yisod. If a goy does it adaita denavshe, if he does it for himself, so then afterwards a Jew is allowed to derive benefit. However, if the goy does it for Bavur Yisrael, he works in the Jewish school, he works in the Jewish synagogue, and he turns it on Bavur Yisrael, so that is a big, big issue if he's doing it adaita de Yisrael. There are exceptions. Post can discuss maybe Litzarach Mitzvah is mutter, maybe we should do that for halacha from the daily daf as well. Mila mayim lashkos behemto mashkach of Yisrael vim yishvil Yisrael asur. But if he does it for the Yisrael, then it is going to be asur. Asa nachri kevesh leiridbo. A Jew was on a ship, and the Gentile, they arrived, and the Gentile puts down a plank for the Jew to go down. Yorid achar of Yisrael. So then, if he did it, exactly, very good. If he did it for the goy, so then the Jew is allowed to go down afterwards. In Bishvil Yisrael, but if he did it on behalf of the Jew, asur. Now this is a famous story. There's a lot of stories about Rebbe Gamliel with Zakenim on the boat. The stories continue until Rebbe Gamliel got off the boat. You have different Mishnayis that discuss that. Ma'isa b'Rebbe Gamliel is Zakenim. Here's a story of when he went off the boat. Shayibon b'Asfina, they had gone on a boat. V'asa nachri kevesh leirid bo. V'yored bo Rebbe Gamliel v'Zakenim. Because the guy had done it for himself, so Rebbe Gamliel went down. Continues the Gemara. Utsricha. Now we need to these different cases. L'chura, one could have argued that the Mishnah repeats itself, right? Mishnah repeats itself again and again and again. What's the same? What's the yisod of the Mishnah? How would the young, budding Talmidei Chacham Ramat Beit Shemesh describe? What's the yisod of the Mishnah in general? The rule of thumb: whether you're allowed to have benefit from something that a goy did, a melacha a goy did. If he did for himself, how do you say it in Lashon Kodesh? Adaita denafshe. Utsricha, says the Gemara in Aramaic, correct. Utsricha, we need all the cases. Diash mi'ina ner. Because if we're saying, we're talking about a candle, mishum dener le'echa ner le'meya, this is also an important expression. Mm-hmm. And that is, the guy lit a candle. He lit a candle for himself. Now, that same candle could serve one person. If one person comes into the room, it helps one person. If 100 people fit into the room, it helps 100 people. So that's the klal. Ner echad l'ner emeya. So there the guy clearly did it le'echad, and the fact that there's 99 Jews that come afterwards is not going to change the halacha. Avo mayim li gazer. Dilma asa la'afushe b'shvil Yisrael. But when it comes to water, we should make gzeira. Maybe he'll add more on behalf of the Yisrael. Maybe the guy is thinking he wants to help the Jew, so he's going to take more water from the well. And that's going to be a problem that the guy did melacha for the Jew. Zvekevesh lamali. And why do we say the case of Kevesh? Maisa Rebbe Gamliel's Kenim Kamashlam, because we want to back it up with the story of Mais of Rebbe Gamliel and the Zakenim. Period. Tan Rabbanan.
We could just read the mind.
Right, Dovi asks a very good question. Dovi asks, so then why is it that we don't just have the case of the Mayim, and then Kal V'chomer, we would know, Ner Echa Ner Lemeya. So it seems that there's some chidush in Ner Echa Ner Lemeya that the Gemara wants to emphasize, and I did not stop at that question. It sounds like a good question.
And if we were learning
Iyun. That would be a question we'd have to ask. Menachem reminds us. Tan Rabbanan. Nachri, so, Shechatem Ezech Harusa for Iyun. Okay. Tanu Rabban, they learn b'chavrusa. Tanu Rabban, Nachri Shalikei Rasavim, Machil Achrav Yisrael. A goy that gathers together grass, so then in such a case, a Jew is allowed, why is he gathering grass? He's gathering grass for his animal. So Machil Achrav Yisrael, a Jew is allowed to take his animal afterwards to eat from the grass. V'im Mishvil Yisrael, but if he gathered the grass for the Jew, aser, then in such a case, it's aser. Mile Mayim Lahashkos Behemto, he filled up water to give his animal to drink. Mashkach of Yisrael, v'im bishvil Yisrael, asur, similar to what we saw before. Bamer dvarim amurim says, the braisa shein makiro, when do we say that the halacha is that the Jew is allowed to go afterwards when he did it for himself? Avo makiro, asur. But if the Jew and Gentile know each other from beforehand, then the halacha is that it is asur. Asks the Gemara, Eini va'amar Rav Huna amar Rabbi Chanina ma'amid adam behemto al gabei asam b'shabes aval lo al gabei muktzah b'shabes. A person is allowed to put his animal next to grass on Shabbos, but not by muktzah. So let's take a look at Rashi, how he explains this halacha. Rashi explains that what one is allowed to do is take one's animal and bring it by grass or hay that's still attached to the ground, and where you don't have to make a gzeira that the Baal is going to come to cut it off. However, he's not allowed to put it on something that was muktzah, that has not been yet designated for food before Shabbos. The only thing he's allowed to bring his animal next to are those things that have been designated as food. The Gemara is now asking the following question. We just got through saying that the halacha is that what a goy cut off on Shabbos, a Jew is allowed to eat. Yet, over here, we see in this Tanu Rabbanan, Rav Huna Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rav Huna Amar Rabbi Chanina had taught that muktzah b'Shabbos cannot be used. Answers the Gemara, the kaim lo ba'apa va'azlahi va'achla. We're not talking about where the Jew brought him actually to that place, but rather where the Jew blocked off one area that the behemoth can't go there, so that the behemoth will be more likely to go on its own to the area where the goy had cut, and that the chidush is going to be mutter. Amar mar ba'medvar mun she'im akira. We learned that it's only if the goy doesn't recognize him. Avol makiroi aser, but if the goy knows him, it's going to be aser. What's the pshat? Why all of a sudden if the goy knows him? Because we're choshesh then, this is how I understand the Gemara, then in such a case, we're choshesh, he's going to be marbe bishvilo. It's kamat mefurish in Rashi, and Dibur maskal avol makiro aser, kasakadai til to avid nami adait de didei. That we're afraid, Rashi above says that we're afraid that he's going to do it also for the Jews. So for that reason, it's going to be aser. Asks the Gemara, but how does that work in our Mishnah? Ha Rabbi Gamliel makira havi. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel on the boat with Goyim. If we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel on the boat with Goyim, it's makira. That's simin shela, question mark. That's what Gemara is asking. Amar Abaye shelo b'fonav havi. Abaye says the iser of makira is only when it's makira and b'fonav. But if it's not makiroi and befanim, it's shaloi befanim, so the guy is not thinking about him. When's the guy thinking about him? When he's befanim. But if it's shaloi befanim, then he's not thinking about him. Rav Amar filu teimu befanim. Rav says even befanim, it's going to be mutter. When you have ner echad, ner lemeya. So when it comes to the plank, there it's ner echad, it's like ner echad, ner lemeya. The guy needs to put the plank down for himself, and it happens to be other people could walk over it. Just like he needs to turn on the light for himself, it happens to be other people are going to derive benefit. Asks the Gemara, may see we'll ask you the following kashin. Until Sefta we learn. Amalem Rabbi Gamliel, hayol v'shaloi b'fanav asa nered boy. It's a beferish shariah to one side. Not because that's ner echa ner lemea, but rather because it's shaloi b'fanav. Because Rabbi Gamliel said back in white, he said it was shalom b'faneinu. Says the Gemara, you have to answer, Eima hol vaso nered bo. You have to change the girsa. So it's a question of what Rabbi Gamliel had actually said. Gemara continues, 8 lines from the bottom on Kuf Chav Beis Amin Alf Toshma. This is a Mishnah in Machshirim. Ir she Yisrael v'nachrim darim besocha. Why is the Mishnah in Machshirim discussing Hilchos Shabbos? Because the Mishnah in Machshirim are discussing cases, because the Mishnah there is discussing those areas that are Tahar and those areas that are Tameh, and the Mishnah describes, for example, certain bodies of water that depends on whether the people that go into them are Tameh and Tar. Once the Mishnah begins to discuss that in Perek Beis Machshirin, the Mishnah discusses a city where you have Jews and Gentiles, and you need to decide whether the majority, that's what the theme of Perek Beis Machshirin is discussing, what the majority of the water is used for Tameh or Taharim, or, in our case, what is the majority of the bathhouses used for to make Jews or Gentiles? As we're about to see. Tashma, coming here, I'll bring you a proof. Irshi Yisrael, v'nachrim darim besocha. There's a city that has Jews and Gentiles. V'im ha'isa ba merchat. V'ha'isa ba merchats. And there was a bathhouse in there. Ha'merchetzes b'shabbis. That was open in Shabbos. Im rov nachrim, if the majority is Gentiles. Now this is halacha l'maisa the second. Why? Because we're recording this on Matzoi Shabbos. Now, what happens if you want to go to the bathhouse on Matzoi Shabbos? It was heated up. Now, it's just an hour after Shabbos? Okay, we follow Rabbeinu Tam, so we can say, no, we Mimela follow Rabbeinu Tam. So an hour after Shabbos, so we want to know if we're allowed to go to the bathhouse that was heated up on Shabbos. Now, it depends. If it was heated up and the majority of the people in the city are Jews, which will make the difference, the halacha different in Beit Shemesh and those who are listening in New York City. If you're in Beit Shemesh, then it's going to be a problem, because that means the majority of it was heated up for Jews on Shabbos. And even if it was heated up by a Gentile, it doesn't matter, because it's aser to have hanah if the guy did it for a Jew. So continues the Mishnah in Machshirim, Imrov Nachim Motelichot Babiyad, Imrov Yisrael, but if the majority is Jews, as of now it's 8 o'clock, Matzoi Shabbos Parshas Yisrael, as of 8 o'clock you wouldn't be allowed to go, at this moment you would not be able to go to the bathhouse, Yamtim Ichdei Sheichamu. If you have to, the amount of time it takes up to heat up the water. So I'm assuming it takes more than an hour and a half or two to heat up the water. If it takes less than that, then you would be able to. So what do we see? We see from there. Gevaldik. There, Lechura explains Davi beautifully. There it was Shalom Befanav. And Shalom Befanav, nevertheless, Allah is his aser. Says the Gemara, Hasam, no, there it's different. Ki mechami adaiti deruba mechami. When it comes to those who heat up, they're not thinking about heating up for themselves. They're thinking about heating up for the rove of the people, right? You don't heat up a whole $1 million bathhouse for one person. It's done for many people. So too, there, for that reason, halacha would be, there will be aser. Tashma, ner adolik b'mesiba. A ner that was lit when there was a gathering of people. Imrov Nachman Mutar Lishnamish Baora. If the majority is Gentiles, then it's permissible. Imrov Yisrael Asur. Mechzal Mechza Asur. Again, there's no mention of the fun of Mishalov, the fun of question mark. And for the Heilige Gemara, Hasam Nami Kimadliki Adaita Deruva Madliki. It's lit for with the majority in mind. Shmuel Iklave Oven Turin. Shmuel came to Be Oven Turin. Asahi Nachri Adlik Sharga. And a Gentile came and he lit a candle. Adruna Shmuel Ape, Shmuel turned his face. Kim the Chazid, the icy Shatar Vikakari. Kim the Chazid, the icy Shtar. Since he saw that the Gentile brought a Shtar Vikakari, and the Gentile was reading it, Omar Shmuel said, Adaita the Nafshehu, he was doing it for himself. The Adlik, Adruna Il Ape, Gabe Sharga. And he turned his head to derive benefit. The Ber Aloch and Simon Reish Ayin Vav. Sif Beis Dibar Maschel V'im points out that from this Gemara is Mashma that Adaita Dinafshei is Mutter. Anytime you do it, Adaita Dinafshei, the guy does Adaita Dinafshei, it's going to be Mutter. Hadron Allah Kol Kisvei Baruch Hashem. We've been Zeichet to finish
could you
the
six,
16. What's your question?
Could you finish? Did you learn the whole parak?
Did Menachem ask if I believe I did.
I'm missing about maybe 10 lines.
Hadron Allah Kol Kisvei, so Menachem needs 10 more lines to say Hadron Allah. Be'ezer Hashem, one day you'll also say Hadron Lech Masecha Shabbos, and Be'ezer Hashem, and all of Shas. Says the Mishnah Akdoisha, Perek Kol HaKelim, a very, very important Mishnah. In fact, this Perek is the most important source for the Halachos of Muktzah. By the way, the Halachos of Muktzah are very confusing. They're scattered over Masecha Shabbos. It's not organized. It happens to be that this perek does have a lot of it, but you have also a lot of it in the third perek and in other places. In general, the halachos of muktzah are complicated. Be'ezer Hashem, in the Grus Kolel, we spent a lot of time. If you'd like to, we recorded about 8 or 9 shiurim on Hilchos Muktzah, and I'm sure if you look around, there'll be many talmidei chacham that will be able to direct you. But it is a complicated sugi. Zok de'el gemishna, kol ha'kelim nitnu b'shabbos. All kelim can be moved on Shabbos, v'dilso sehem imahem, as well as their doors with them. You're allowed to move the utensils and their doors. The Gemara will spell out exactly what we're talking about. Afal pishin isparku. Oh, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even if the door was taken, now Menachem said broken, I don't know if we're going to use the word broken, but no, what you're saying is not bad. Saying is not bad, but literally means taken apart. So that would be an interesting question. Is there a difference between taken apart and broken? Sometimes there might be. Afal pishin isparku b'shabbos, she'einon domin l'dlosos habayis l'fi she'einon min hamuchan. Because it's not comparable to doors that are taken off the hinges. So let's say you have a box, right? Sometimes you have a box that's cover comes on and off. So if the cover comes on and off, whether the cover is on and off, the halacha is that you're allowed to move both the cover and the box. However, what happens? We're looking at a door over here. What happens if that door was taken off? So then that's called einam min hamuchan. It's a piece of junk in the meantime. It's eino min hamuchan. So the Mishnah continues, not till Adam Karnos lefitzol boasav goes, and he's allowed to take a hammer to break a walnut. Kardom lachdoch es advela. Kardom is like a hatchet of sorts to cut the dvela is the dates. Megira was something that was used to rub the cheese against. They would rub the cheese against it, and the cheese would be greater would be the correct word. A greater one is allowed to use for and move it ligra bars hagvina in order to grate the cheese. Magrefa is a shovel, ligra bars hagrogris, that was used to pick up dried figs. The difference, by the way, between the dvela and the grogris, we mentioned previously. Oh, dvela, we said dates, I meant to say figs. If I said dates, I meant to say figs. Is that the dvela is a cake of figs, and the grogris is a scoop that's scooping up dry figs. As harochas ves hamazlik, these are tough words. Rochas is a winnowing shovel, something that was used for winnowing. And mazlik is a pitchfork. Lases alav lekatan. In those days, they used to put food on a pitchfork for a child. Maybe it was a smallish type of pitchfork. It could be they used less silverware in general. People ate more with their hands. But if you needed to serve a child, so then they would use something like a pitchfork. As hakush, ves hakarkar, a pitchfork, as hakush ves hakarkar, a spindle or a weaver's reed, litchovbo, in order to spear fruit with the handle of the needle. I'm sorry, to spear food. Machat shel yad, if you had a needle, lito bosakos, to take out a, what's the word in English? I just blanked on it.
Splinter.
A splinter. Thank you, Davi. V'shel sakon liftoch es adelos, and a sack maker's needle to open a door. In those days, they would sometimes use a particular needle to pick a lock. Says the Gemara, kol hakelim nitlin. You're allowed to use all kelim. V'afal pishin esparku b'shabbos.
I'll probably punch that lock in those days.
So Gemara says all kelim could be taken, even if they weren't. Even if they were taken apart in Shabbos, velomi boy bechol, and certainly if it was taken apart during the weekday, says the Gemara, adarabba, the opposite, b'Shabbos, when it was Shabbos, then that's a reason to say that it's mutter because muchanin al gabe avian. Then in such a case, it was prepared. Let's say the box had a cover, and on Shabbos the cover was taken off. But before Shabbos, by Bein HaShmashos, it was all prepared. It was Mukhan. So that's a reason to say that you're more likely to be able to be Metaltel, that it's Mukhan. So the Gemara asks, Adarabba, b'Shabbos Mukhan al Gabi Avin, b'chol ein Mukhan al Gabi Avin. And the Mishnah is mashma the opposite. The Mishnah said, Afal Bishan is Sparku b'Shabbos, even though it's a Spark b'Shabbos. Mashma will be a Dover Pashut, that was Nisparik before Shabbos. But was Nisparik before Shabbos, it was staying apart before Shabbos, then came Bein HaShmashos of Friday. It wasn't Mukhan, it wasn't prepared. So the chiddush should be in the opposite direction. Amar Abay Hachi Kamer. Kol Hakel Nitalim B'Shabbos Tosal Sein Mohem. Afal Pishin Isparku Bechol. Even if the cover of the box had been taken off during the weekday, Nitalim B'Shabbos, you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. Period. Tan Rabbanan. Dela Shel Teva V'Shel. Excuse me. Dela Shel Sheda V'Shel Teva V'Shel Migdol. The door of different types of boxes. Actually, we're sitting next to a great example of this. This is a del. This is very similar to a del shel sheda. This is the doors that we're looking at, a large cupboard. So that would be a del shel sheda. And shel teva is of a box. Shel migdol is of a tower. Notzlin, you're allowed to take them off. Avolomach zirin, but you can't put them back. So once we've been discussing the halachos of doors, we're discussing the halachos of taking them on and off on Shabbos. The shalul shel tarnegolim, a door for a chicken coop. Loi noitlin v'loi machsirin. You're not allowed to take it off, nor are you allowed to put it back. So now we're going to segue into a new area of halacha, and that is binyan and stira, making things on Shabbos and bringing them Shabbos. And we're going to get into a big, big issue that we discuss a lot by the Shabbos table, and that is the sugya of binyan v'stira b'kelim, whether you're allowed to break a utensil on Shabbos. So we begin discussing it when we didn't discuss a teva and a migdal, their doors, and a lul shel targlam. Yes, Menachem.
It says up here that a migdal is beit oiser mi'etz.
It's a storage house made of wood. Excellent. Okay. So it says the Gemara like this. Kasava bishlema shalul shel tarnegolim. I understand when it comes to a chicken coop, kasava, that we say ki in the mechabri ba'ara, that since it's attached to the ground, right? The chicken coop was outside by the ground. Ki in the mechabri ba'ara yesh binyan bekarka, so you're building in the ground. Yesh tira bekarka. By the way, in general, halacha lemaisa, we're much more machmir on binyan when something is attached to the ground than when it is not. That's not to say that you don't have binyan when it's not attached to the ground, but will be even more Machmer. Ad kidei kachta, Rav Nevinzal would say that l'chatzila one should not put a picture on a wall because you're being mosif lebinyan. Anytime you're being mosif lebinyan on Shabbos might be a shayla of boina mamish. So ela shel sheda v'shel teva v'shel migdol ma'ika safar. Ela d'mechay bar yesh binyan b'karka yesh stira b'karka. Ela shel sheda v'shel teva v'shel migdol. But what about Sheda v'Sheda Teva v'Shel Migdol? Why is that going to be Aser? So it analyzes the Gemara. Ma'ika Sarah, Ika Sarah, Yesh Binyan B'Kelim. If we hold that there's such a thing as building by utensils, Yesh Stira B'Kelim, and that means even a small utensil, you can't make it and you can't break it, which Rabosa is going to get involved with opening up cans and things like that on Shabbos. So if you hold Yesh Binyan B'Kelim, Yesh Stira B'Kelim, then I understand. Then why, when it comes to Shel Sheda Teva Migdol, that opening this and taking this off might be a problem on Shabbos? However, the ein stira became ein binyan bekelim. But what if you hold there's no such thing as stira and binyan bekelim? So then, what would the halacha be? Amar Abaye loylem kasavar yesh binyan bekelim v'yesh stira bekelim. Really, we hold there is binyan stira bekelim. If so, why is it that by Sheda Teva Migdol it's going to be a problem? V'shinitz loyka amar. What we're talking about is that it was already taken off. What does that mean? So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi explains that here we're talking about when we say notlin, it doesn't mean that you could put it up. Rather, the gears would be shenitlu. If it was taken off, ein machzirin. But of course, notlin would also be aser. That's the teretz of the Gemara. So again, let's see that inside. And of course, if there's binyan bekelim, then you can't be neitlin either. The yestir bekelim, vishen nitl kamar. It's not saying neitlin, but it was already taken off. Amale Rava, Rava didn't like Abayi's teretz. Shtei tshuvas bedavar. I have two responses to you, says Rava. Chodad neitlin ketani. It doesn't say shenitl. It says neitlin. V'oid my avol loy machzirim. Then why the lashon of avol? It should say shenitlu lo machzirin, not shenitlu avol lo machzirin. The word avol doesn't make any sense. El amar Rava kasaver ein binyan bekelim ve ein stira bekelim. Really, we hold that you could be notlin, and really mikra d'dina, you could be machzirin. Gzeira shema yisaka, but we're afraid that he's going to come to twist the things in, to screw the things in. And we've discussed in the past that specifically when it comes to screwing something into something else is an iser derabbanan because it already resembles bone. In fact, I was looking, just glancing at YU Torah, and I had seen that someone just had looked at our halacha from the daily daf from the end of the third perek. So if you want, you could go back at the end of the third perek, Mem Zayin, Mem Ches or so. There we discussed the halachos, the three different levels of the Isra of Gzera Shem Yisaka, we're afraid that a person is going to screw in. But that is an Isra Midrabanan. The Mishnah told us, Noitel Adam Karnis of Tzobo, it says, guys, you're allowed to take a hammer to crush the nuts. Amar of Yehuda, Karnis Shal Gazodin of Tzobo, it says, Aval Shal Na Pachim Lo. But you're not allowed to use the hammer of those people who are silversmiths. Why? Kasavar davar shemalachta liiser. If you have something that's normally used to iser to make silver, which is also doing Shabbos, afil tzar gufo aser. Even if you need it for itself, not for the davar shemalachta liiser, you want to use it for heter, it's going to be aser. This is a very important klal that many of you have heard. Although it's important to realize that we're not going to be able to explain all the background of it, but we'll give the basic background. A kli shemalachto l'iser, a utensil that's normally used for iser, like a hammer.
So why is a hammer different?
A hammer that is used for isurim. The halacha is that you're not allowed to use it l'iser. However, l'tzarech gufo, if you want to use the hammer, according to most opinions, this is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, if you want to use the hammer for itself, and the act that you're using it for is a davar mutter, not a davar aser, you might be allowed, you're allowed to use a kli shemalach l'iser l'tzarech gufo, as well as you're allowed to move it l'tzarech mekomo. Here I have a recorder. If on Shabbos I need the place of the recorder, I'm allowed to pick it up and then move it somewhere else. How I'm allowed to move it and so on is a different issue. Amalei Rava asked, Alamiata Seifa Diktani is Harachas Vesa Malges. Lase Salav Lakatan. Raches Umalges Mimiachte Lakatan. The pitchfork. What's a pitchfork for? It's a big thing that in nightmares the devil holds, right? And in the real world, what is it? It's used by the farmer for the wheat. So it's not miyuchad lekatan. It's a kasha. So it's a stira. If you're going to say the reisha, the Mishnah said specifically, as Davi pointed out when the recorder was off, that's talking about specifically what? A hammer for walnuts, because a regular hammer would be asur, as we had said above. So then why is it that we're allowed to use the pitchfork? Asks the Gemara. El amaraba, karno shel nafachim leftoa belgozin, kasavar, Dovar shemalachto liiser letzarech gofo mutar. You have to be gorus and say that we're talking about karno shel nafachim. And even though it's used normally liiser, like a regular hammer today, letzarech gufo, the halacha is that it's mutar. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Chav Beis, and now we now go on Bezer Hashem. After I wish a good tevach to the young
budding
tamlichan Beit Shemesh. Then, Bezer Hashem, we will go to the halacha from the daily daf. Bezer Hashem Yisparich, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Chav Beis is deriving benefit from malachos that were done by a Gentile on Shabbos. The scope of these halachos is very, very broad, and there's no way in 10-15 minutes, and coming from Daf Kuf Chav Beis, we could summarize all of the halachos. which are complicated and nuanced. However, we will bring out a few important halacha lemaisa discussions of the poskim that actually emerge from our daf. Firstly, our Gemara had introduced us to the idea that if a Nachri does something on behalf of himself, then it is permissible. If he does on behalf of a Jew, then it is going to be problematic. That's the opening line in the Mishnah. Nachri shidlik es haner mishtamish la'oro Yisrael v'mishvil Yisrael asur. That is straightforward. If a Gentile does something entirely for himself, the halacha is it's permissible. For a Jew, then it's going to be asur. And this, of course, is codified in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph. There is, however, a major machlokes haposkim that the Ber Halacha takes a page and a half to develop in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis Dibur Hamaschil V'im Yesh Hochacha. What would the halacha be if the guy does a malacha on his own behalf? The guy is doing it for himself, but also for other Jews as well. What if it's Adaita Dishnehem? The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yud Zayin quotes the Magen Avram that says that the halacha is that is considered Adaita di Yisrael as well, and therefore it would be prohibited for a Jew to derive benefit, which our Rashi and our Mishnah says is an Isser Derabbanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah goes on to quote the Nishmas Adam, who disagrees that the Chayi Adam felt that the halacha is that would be considered Adaita Da'akum. The Be'er Halacha brings a brilliant raya from the concluding words of Perek called Kisve. The Gemara describes that Shmuel went to a place where a Gentile lit a candle, and he then saw that the Gentile read from a piece of paper and derive benefit from the candle. And automatically, Shmuel then felt what he thought was Aser, because he thought he was doing it on behalf of the Jews, was permissible because the Gentile was also deriving benefit. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gentile was doing it for both the Jew and the Gentile. And therefore, the Be'er Halacha, this is one of those cases where you got to know the footnotes, not only the body of the book. As I say often to the Talmidim, usually in most Sfarim, especially Kitzer Sfarim, the Chumras, the more stringent positions tend to be on top, and the lenient positions fleshed out in the footnotes. Here as well, in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud Zayin, he simply quotes the Magen Avram, and then he says, take a look at the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha concludes, based on this Gemara and the Yerushalmi, that the Halacha would be that if the Goy is doing it both Adaita Didei as well as Adaita Yisrael, that there is room to be Mekel. And the Be'er Halacha, even though he doesn't mention this in the Mishnah Berurah, says, Nira da Asomech Lahakol Behidlik Letzorach Atzmon Yisrael, Kedivrei HaRajbe, there's a Rajbe as well, Kapashta Sugi, he's quoting our Gemara, Ein Limchos Biyado, you can't protest against them, that there's room to be Mekel. Again, Lechatchil, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is being Machmir, which has led Rav Nevensal to ask me, many instant times when we read the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Reish Ayin Vav, here's I jotted down his lashon. Od pam tzarchim b'malon, eich omrim shelo asa b'shvil Yisrael. He was very much bothered that many instances the Gentile is doing it not only for himself, also for the Jew. And once he's doing it also for the Jew, according to the Magen Avraham, it will be asur. That was an open question of Nevensal asked in regards to hotels. But what's clear, what we want to develop, a lot of times you develop from Nevensal's psakim as a clear psak. That was an open question that he had asked, but here as a clear psak, we have the two shitas, the Magen Avraham and the Nishmas Adam, that emerge mamish from today's daf, the concluding words of Perek Kol Kisve. Another important issue that comes out of our daf in terms of the halachos of instructing and deriving benefit from a Gentile's malacha is a comment that Rabbeinu Tam makes in Tosis Dibur HaMaschil Mashke. Rabbeinu Tam says, is medayek the following from the Gemara. Our Gemara talks about the problem of having a Jew
bring his animal to drink from water that a Gentile had brought, because the water that the Gentile had brought was for himself, for his animals to drink, that was enough. And then he added more for the Jew. And that's going to be a problem because the malacha, presumably, of carrying on Shabbos was done for the Jew as well. Says Rabbeinu Tam that that's only with one's animal. What happens if a Gentile would fill up water and he would fill up for the Jew as well, but the Jew didn't need the Gentile to go to the water? The Jew himself could have gone to the well alone to have drunk the water. Is it still prohibited? Says Rabbeinu Tam, motor, that the halacha is that one is allowed to drink from a malacha that was done to derive benefit if the malacha was not necessary for you. You could have had benefit from that water, as Tosa says, kivan sheyachol ikanis l'tocha bar v'lishtos, he could have gone into the pit to be able to drink. This finds its way as well into Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Siv Gimel, Apsak, and the Ramaz exception, which is working off of the same Tosos that we just quoted. Im Omer Adam La'avdol Shivchasa, says the Mechaber, Leilechimo, if someone instructs a servant to go with them, Vidliko Haner, and they light a candle, afal pi shegam heim tzrichen lo, ein zel tzarech eni Yehudi kivin sheikar halicha b'shvil Yisrael. If I'm going to the basement and I want to get something, and I ask the Gentile to come with me, and that causes the Gentile to turn on a candle, light a flashlight, turn on the light in the basement, problematic. Sheikar halicha b'shvil Yisrael. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. The implications of this psak, we have to leave. However, what's germane to our daf and another halacha, halacha lemaisa, that we could learn from our daf is the response of the Rama. Rama says, however, there's one exception. What happens if the flashlight is already lit? Then you're allowed to instruct the Gentile. What we're going to see is that you're allowed to instruct the Gentile to do muktzah for you, to take something that's muktzah. Hol veinosa raktiltul aner ba'alma. Since they're only doing muktzah, what's the reason that if they're only doing muktzah, it's going to be permissible? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Since muktzah is permissible even for a Jew, if he does tiltul min hatzad, which we've spoken about in detail in Halacha from the Daily Daf, moving muktzah with one's foot, and so on. We discussed it a few dapim ago. We discussed it also in the third perek as well. Tiltul min hatzad, moving something indirectly at times, is mutter on Shabbos. So since technically the Jew could do a tiltul min hatzad, so if the guy does it, so then the halacha is that's permissible. So number two, halacha l'maisa number two that emerges from the daf itself is that instructing a Gentile to do something for a Jew's primary purpose is prohibited, even if the Gentile does it on his own to make his walk easier, for example, or for both of them easier, as the Mechaber said, Kiman Sheikar Alicha B'Shvil Yisrael. However, being metaltel is not going to be a problem, since there's a time and a way in which the Jew could be do tiltul min hatzad. That is the second application from our daf, from the Tosfos itself. Finally, in our sugya, we had a yesod of ner echad ner lemeya. That the halacha is that if a Gentile is turning on the light for himself, there is no problem for a Jew to derive benefit from it, because if he's doing it for himself, then we say ner echad ner lemeya. Of course, this is codified in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis, and spelled out clearly in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Katan Yotes. I would like to share with you two issues that my great Rebbe Rav Nevensal Shlita raised. One of them was a discussion that he had with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbech Zatzal. Number one, Rav Nevensal said he's not sure if you would say Ner Echad, Ner Lemeya, if a Gentile lights clearly a very large, powerful light that he himself is not the only one that needs. For example, they're at a park, and the Gentile sitting down to eat, but he puts up one massive light that provides light, not just for his table. It provides light for 15 tables. Do you also say, ner echad, ner lemeya? That was a suffix that Rav Neven Sal had. Finally, Rav Neven Sal asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach the following kasha. We evoke the rule, ner echad, ner lemeya, in regards to a chole. That if a Gentile lit a candle in a case where it's permissible for a sick person, like it is in certain instances, then another Jew is allowed to derive benefit. So in such a case, we evoke the rule, ner echad, ner lemeo. The question was, when it comes to electricity, if we allow the Gentile to turn on electricity for an entire neighborhood, because there are also cholim that are in the neighborhood. Let's say there was a blackout. So it seemed from the conversation between Rav Neven Sal and Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think it's brought down in many svarim as well, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said to turn on the electricity would be acceptable on behalf of the people, the Jews who are sick in the hospital. And therefore, another Jew will be allowed to derive benefit because of ner echad, ner lemeo. The question of Neven Sal asked, he said, but at the end of the day, should we be afraid that the Gentile is going to add and do more malacha that is necessary on behalf of more Jews? Because he knows that the Jews want the electricity in the entire neighborhood. They'll be happy with his job as working for the electrician center, because he made sure that the entire city was lit and not just the hospital. And Rav Neven Sal backed this up with a halacha. The halacha is that ner echad, ner lemeya, you're allowed to derive benefit. But what if the Jew cooks, the Gentile cooks on behalf of a Jew? In such a case, the food that he cooked for a sick Jew, another Jew can't use because of Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. We're afraid he's going to add. So too, Rav Neven Sal asked, how could you allow the Gentile to put on the electricity for a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana? Emphasis on Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. If we're talking about Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, there's nothing to talk about. But for a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, and say that once the Gentile turned it on for a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, everybody could add derived benefit. What about the Chshash Shema Yarbe Bishvilo? We're afraid that he's going to do more. So Reb Shlomo Zalman answered brilliantly. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, when do we say the chshash of Shema Yarbe Bishvilo? We have the chshash when it comes to one ma'isa of Bishul. So then we say Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. But Chazal never made the gzer Shema Yarbe Bishvilo on other buttons. In other words, if to turn on this button will turn on the electricity of Shaarei Tzedek, so then in such a case, we allow him to do it, and there clearly there is a rule of ner echad, ner lemeya. The fact that we tell him he could turn on Shaarei Tzedek, he might come to press the buttons on others, we never asked him to press the buttons on others. And we have the chshash of Shema Yarbe Bishvilo only in one maisa. This is a little bit of an abstract discussion, but nevertheless a fascinating discussion, and there are implications of this even halacha lemaisa. So let's just summarize what we learned from today's daf halacha lemaisa. Number one, that there is a heter of deriving benefit from a Gentile if it's a daita de nafshe. The bear halacha defends the mekilim who say that even if it's a daita de nafshe, the Gentile is intending for himself as well as for the Jew, it'll also be permissible, and brings it right from our Gemara. Number two, we saw from Tosos that the halacha is that any time the malachu could be done by the Jew himself without an isur, and the Gentile does it be isur, then in such a case, the Jew is allowed to derive benefit. Similarly, when it comes to muktza, the Ramo is mechadesh, that since a Jew could be metaltel minatzad, then if a guy does tiltal muktza, the halacha is that a Jew is allowed to derive benefit, particularly in the case of a candle or a flashlight. Number three, we learned the klal of ner echad ner lemeya, and we saw that appeared on our daf, and we saw Rav Nemensal's question, will we extend it even if the Gentile lights a much stronger light? And finally, that we extend, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal taught us, the klal of ner echa ner lemea for electricity as well, for a Gentile turning on electricity, where there was a ner echad, that there was a Jew that was permissible to do malacha for him, many Jews derive benefit, it's going to be permissible. Rav Nevensal asked a perceptive question of why aren't we choshe shemi yarbi b'shvilo, and Rav Shlomo Zalman gave an abstract answer, a beautiful answer to be miyashev. This Bezer Hashem conclude some halachos from our daf of deriving benefit from malacha done by a Gentile.